Last time on Paint It Black.
That was a thing growing up. You always hear people like, Elvis isn't dead. Well, now he would be from old age.
Because they just didn't want to believe that he keeled over in a fucking drug binge
on the toilet,
290 pounds,
eating a bacon sandwich.
That's poor way to go, I guess. Yeah. Though.
No, it's not the way to go. I am not trying to die pinching a loaf. That is not how I'm trying to be found.
That's the one.
That's a line. Like,
that's the line.
That's a line for you. Like, this is the guy who puts ice pops in his ass
to cool down.
That's not
dying
even like,
while taking a shit, no way, man.
Bro, I will shove an AstroPop right in the butt.
You do know when you die, you shit yourself anyway.
Right. I'm positive.
Why not do it into the proper facilities?
Because it's like everyone dies. Everyone poops when they die, but not everyone has to die pooping. You know what I'm saying? Like,
butt smuggling fart puncher arrives in Indiana jail.
How did you smuggle butt?
He wasn't smuggling butt. He was smuggling via butt.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not really up on B news.
Yeah, B politics aren't my thing.
You should be. Everything's better with B's.
With the news segment, B news.
B news. Can we start that?
Yeah, sure.
B news.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, B news. Here's the buzz.
Fuck you. Fuck you, now we're doing it. Today is the day for tomorrow and then, so we can keep this party going for the rest of our lives. Today is the day for tomorrow and then, so we can keep this party going for the rest of our lives. Welcome back to the Week in Review, Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrne. Welcome, everyone, to this week's B News.
What's the buzz, Lou?
I can't believe just listening to that, how hard I was.
Yeah. That made your fucking day that time.
Here's the buzz.
Buzz. And this guy, how do you smuggle butt? I lost it. Fucking.
Well, how does one smuggle butt? Butt smuggling fart pirate.
Close enough.
What'd you say?
What was
puncher.
It?
Puncher.
Oh,
fart puncher.
You added a whole pirate element.
Yeah, androgynous, fucking eye makeup wearing.
Well, fart, nothing that happens in
pirate.
Fart pirate.
If you keep listening, like you're like, you end up saying, "Well, he's gay, right?" Like, so you're fixated on this guy just being a fucking butt pirate.
he's sitting there, trying to smuggle butt with guy liner on, just all daintily walking around, like clenching butt cheeks.
Anyway, Paint It Black Podcast. I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Yeah.
There's Lou.
Hey.
Cousin Andy's back.
Hey.
Rousing introductions.
Yeah. Andy B rules.
Let's do it.
Rousing introductions.
Yeah.
How was everyone's week?
Saw the Ninja Turtle movie, man. It rocked. Cowabunga, dudes.
All right. We're going to hear more about that later. I'm going to talk about it. I have a bone to pick with you on it, but I'm curious of some things. Lou, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. I call it a Ninja Turtle picture in a coloring book.
Like when?
When I babysat the kids.
Lou doesn't work.
You fucking colored in their coloring books?
The kids don't want to color by themselves. I'm like, do it yourself.
That's a solo project, coloring.
I know. But
you live a hard life.
They don't want to color unless I'm coloring, and then little one comes over and draws on Raphael's face anyway.
This should be green. No, this should be purple.
I tell you, it gets a little frustrating.
Like, no, that's Donatello.
Right.
Purple.
Sometimes I just want to be like, dude, stop.
Have you no respect?
I just want to be like...
Stop drawing dicks on the turtles.
Don't quit your day job, kid.
There's no yellow turtle.
You're right.
I never went the route of drawing dicks on the coloring books, man. But it could be funny. It's like... This big throbbing cocks, and you're just like, yo, hey, mom, look what I draw. Like,
are we talking about that?
He mentioned it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I was not heard. Like, are you just going off on dicks? Again?
Just adding a nice, like, sweaty gash to Bambi or something like that. Like,
wait, you know, sometimes, like, I used to print out pictures so I could definitely edit them. Just make them color in foul shit.
Put it on the fridge?
Yeah. No, I won't do that.
You.
Yeah.
I'll get you arrested.
Mm-hmm.
All right, why don't we get this started?
Sure.
We're going to do some Lou's news.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
With news.
B news.
Buzz.
Boom. Right. All right, let's see what we got. Lou's lazy news. First one is a church leader suspected of attempted dog sex.
Attempted dog sex.
You know what? I don't think suspected should be in there. Basically,
there's a lot of alleged words in there.
So what? He was like sitting in a car with the window rolled down with some like milk bones. Like
right. He was thinking of fucking a dog.
The
he's probably thinking about little boys, but
that German Shepherd will have to do. Yep.
This takes a weird turn. Well, first the title.
Don't really the preach.
The title to fuck a dog, it gets weirder, but the title's a little misleading. They shouldn't say suspected because the situation is he went on Craigslist searching. Dog or animal sex.
So like put a post. He met another foul person that was whoring out the dog?
He put like a post in search of dog sex.
Everything about this makes me sad.
So I don't know what the suspicion
cut
is.
Cut my hours back spot. You're going to have to hit the streets again.
So
put your ad back up.
Where is Rowan? I'm a dog pimp.
So he got arrested.
Was it a little Bow Wow?
No. Here's the weird thing. He went in search of two kinds of animal sex, but for some reason,
landed on dog.
Investigators only mentioned the first one, which was he wanted sex with a dog.
So there's
the one.
They don't mention it.
Chinchillas.
It's unreleased. Right. It could be anything.
Real deviant shit.
Rodents? That's a nasty little critter, man. I don't know.
No, that's too dirty.
All right. Where's your money fall? I'm going horse.
Horse is a popular one.
No way.
I feel like every third animal fucking story we have is a horse.
Yeah,
the Greeks like the sheep, so like.
But every story we do is either a dog or a horse.
I feel the sheep are woolly and nice. They're not like an
you
evil.
About this,
I'm feeling it out. Like if I had to pick one, horse. I've seen many people get kicked by a horse. Sheep, they just kind of get their wool cut. They're just pretty docile. I'm thinking about the backlash of the animal. Like a rodent, it's a little rough. A little gnaw and claw going on. Horse probably NG with the kick.
Why dogs always get the worst of this?
Because they're man's best friend.
They like peanut butter, apparently.
Eventually, they think they're going to get peanut butter. Like.
Right.
Well, they help each other all the time. They're cool with it. They're just, you're laid back.
You're really justifying it.
Well, I'm talking about why the dogs are cool with it.
Okay.
They're just, you know, it's laid back, man. They, you know, dogs go up to dogs and hump. It's just not a huge deal.
Okay.
It's dog politics.
Dog politics. Okay.
They're looking for a new church leader.
No shit.
Right.
I wonder why.
Even though he hasn't been officially, you know, it just says he's suspected.
They're moving him to another parish.
Right. You know, it's weird, like, you have sex with a boy, they just give you a better job.
That's why Michael Vick went to jail.
You have sex with a dog, they're like, no, our church doesn't want you anymore. That's the line.
Well, dog fucking is pretty rough.
You fuck a boy, we'll protect you. Fucking dog. That's the line.
And you figure that's kind of weird too, because I mean, the dog's not going to say anything, right? They get in trouble. They don't right. Even, they get in trouble with the dogs, man.
Right.
Dog started acting weird. Just put it down.
Way to go, church. Motherfuckers.
Way to go, church. You was... grimy dog fucking church.
Yeah.
Protect the dogs. Forget about the children.
Here we go. Baltimore teens go medieval on innocent bystander.
I kind of get where this is going. Swords?
Were they hit with a mace or some shit?
Here's the thing about Huffington Post. It says mace, but the picture is clearly a morning star.
Nerd.
What the hell's the difference?
Chain.
A chain?
A mace is like a blunt object on a stick.
Yeah. Pretty much a bat with something on top.
With a metal spike on the top?
Right.
Like a...
I feel that the actual mace is better. Like it's like
the morning star is the ball and chain.
You can get some serious.
It's force the old on. Ball and chain.
Yeah. Yeah.
So but I call all my ex.
I'm gonna say I don't know these medieval weapons, but they consider the old ball and chain to be your old lady. So I'm gonna say that
that's
the
a
old
different ball and chain, though.
I know that's the one around your ankle.
Yeah,
but just the simple fact that that has that bad. I think that the one the chain might be worse.
Well, the bitch I just broke up with was a morning star.
Then this shit looks legit. It has spikes. There's giant fucking spikes.
How did these nerds wield it?
Well, basically, some dude was just chilling in the park, just enjoying the sunny day.
Feeding the birds.
Just sitting next to a tree. And these kids just ran up to him and slapped him in the face with a Morningstar.
Oh!
Yeah. And then they demanded that he hand over his phone.
He was all like,
what the hell is that?
Well, you're missing the most important. Play the Randy Marsh one. This is what they yelled when they ran up to him.
Put that motel!
What?
And,
what?
He's dead, apparently.
That I was gonna say, like, maybe they were just like these weak little bitches because the dude got up and started chasing them.
Well, that's what I'm asking. How did they get a good swing on this thing? How did they pick this thing up?
I don't know.
I forgot. This is Lou's news. We don't have the facts.
Well, it's also Huffington Post, and they don't have the facts
either. Damn you, Huffington Post.
All I know is that the kids were like 14 and 16, and it says they slugged him in the face. That's all it really says.
They butted him with the handle.
They were throwing little tennis balls going, lightning bolt.
It was just a tether ball. That's all it was.
It must have hit him with the spikes because it said he had some deep gashes on his face.
That's it?
Well.
No case.
That thing would rip your fucking face off.
Yeah, right? Well, he still had a jaw? Afterwards?
I'm sorry.
The guy that got hit by the actual mace, what did he do afterwards? Apparently
he chased him, but they got away. And there are so far no leads. So
let's find the asshole.
Was the mace found?
No. I guess
the morning song.
Yeah.
All right.
They were like, Lannister, send their regards.
You shall leave or we'll taunt you again.
Your mother was a hamster. Your father stank of elderberries.
Those guys literally put on like hundreds of thousands of hours of TV. That's like the one funny thing they did. This is all at once.
That's a great movie, though.
Let's see what else is here. All right, here we go. British man arrested for pretending to be a ghost in a cemetery.
Boo!
Trying to do some Scooby-Doo act.
That's exactly what he.
I can't know if I can British a boo.
Right, like
boo. I wouldn't have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
Right.
And that damn dog.
That damn dog. But basically, the dude was just going up to people, doing just that.
I'm a ghost!
Boo! And then fucking flapping his arms.
That's illegal.
Apparently, yeah. The British ghost
Who you gonna call?
Right. British ghost. Ever so sorry, boo.
Terribly sorry, don't mean to interrupt. Boo! Right.
British ghosts flap their arms and fly away. Like,
I also would have accepted. Boo!
That's,
that's the fucking theme.
That's inside baseball right there. That's Doctor Who.
Now I'm thinking about it. If the guy's flapping his wings, pretending to be a ghost, they have no horror movies that are any good. Like, maybe that's a scary thing over there. Like, they got nothing.
I don't know.
They got nothing.
I'm trying to think really hard of a British horror movie.
The best horror movie you could possibly say is Clockwork Orange. That's not really horror.
That's not horror.
What about is Vincent Price one of their guys?
It's our guy.
That's ours.
Because he's got that weird, I don't know what accent.
It's called a creepy accent.
Right.
Open your door, Lou.
Right.
How'd you like my mustache?
Fucking serial killer, dude.
He's just a better ass.
Yeah. But he only got charged $125.
Well, what was his crime? Did he harm anybody?
Booing.
What was it?
He just... It just says the offender was fined $125, but doesn't say anything about crimes.
$125 mm-hmm. for being a ghost?
Right.
All I was saying was boo.
I wasn't hurting nobody.
That's it.
That's all the news?
For boo news.
Oh, boo news.
Okay. Get to the bees.
All right, let's see. I don't know if I want to discuss this one too much, but... Russia will ban all American and European foods from their country.
Just beets now, huh?
So they'll just be like,
and potatoes.
Beets and vodka.
And like these Russians are protesting by showing Twitter pictures of them eating apples.
Apples?
Right, like take that, Putin.
I was
red
fully
delicious.
Geared up for you to say Applebee's. No, just apples.
2-4 with Putin. How you like that?
Applebee's because of Beano's or
Applebee's.
Right. We're after 10, right? So it's buy one, get one
it's
goulash.
It's your
right?
fault I got bees on the brain.
Right.
It's after 10, right? So it's half price goulash, right?
Right.
Half price steamed beets.
Buy one, get one beets. No, it's just half off now.
What is Russian food?
Beets and onions, turnips.
Rabbit stew, I feel.
Potatoes, right. Pork.
You mentioned goulash.
Lots of vodka.
Goulash.
Boiled leather.
Boiled leather.
All right, we're so doing living in America for Mother Russia.
Discarded cans from America, right. Like the film. Like, it's, you know, you get the extra.
It's just the soup skin?
Yeah. A lot of beans, I feel. Mm-hmm. A tootie country.
Well, because it's like they're banning all American and European food, so now they have no food.
Right.
Except potatoes.
That's Irish.
Yeah,
Russia makes all their vodka. Yeah,
they turn all their potatoes into potato juice.
They've never eaten a potato in their life. They just drink it.
What is potato?
It's vodka.
Drink your vodka.
It's a vodka ground thing.
Oh, man.
It's a vodka rock.
How do you make vodka from rock?
All right. So is there any reason why they're doing it?
Putin's a dick.
I was going to say that.
No. Is it because we have GMOs in our food?
No, it's
they don't care about GMOs.
No,
that's America.
That's
problem.
A legit yes.
That's
thing.
That's America problem.
Russian,
it's Russian like GMOs and gluten.
It's just because of economic sanctions, but I didn't want to get into that.
Oh, all right, being a dick, food.
Yeah. All right. So on more food news, you ever go to a store and then there's just some kid screaming his head off like, "I want this, I want that."
Yeah.
This guy's my hero.
Did he kill him?
No.
You slap him?
He's at Burger King. Some kid is screaming his fucking head off. The exact quote is, "I want a fucking pie."
How old is the kid?
Doesn't mention.
Like 18.
27.
But, you know, just imagine, you know, probably...
Like, say, a 10, 11-year-old kid.
10
or, 5-year-old.
Yeah, 5 to 10, probably.
Prepubescent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, this guy hears the kid going apeshit. He's ahead of them in line. Buys every single pie that they have at the establishment.
How many was that?
23 pies.
That's all pies? Must not be a big seller.
I expected more.
That's literally, like, I was going to go, what a big spender. No, that's literally $27.
Like 40 bucks. Yeah. That's probably $2 a pie, I feel.
Not even.
I mean, do people go to
$2, $1.50
Burger King for the apple pies?
No, they have like the Hershey pies. Their pies are shit.
Oh, no. It's the apple pie.
But that's a good thing. I now learned I can do this.
Now, did he do anything cool after he bought them all? Like, did he start smashing them on the walls?
So,
while Andrew WK plays?
Singing in the rain. Right.
Look at me at this pie. You can't have any bastard kids.
Did he slowly sit across from the kid, staring him in the eye, eating every one of them?
While laughing diabolically.
Like, putting his dick in him, singing him.
So here's the thing, like, he heads towards the exit, and as he's doing so, he can hear the mother yelling at the cashier, being like, "What do you mean there's no pies left? Who bought them?" And he turns around, the cashier's pointing at him. He just gives her a grin and he gives her a fucking grin and starts eating the pie.
Yeah, buddy.
That's great. And is just calmly walking out. But he says because there was such a big line and she's trying to make her way through it, she couldn't reach him. And he just
What was she gonna do?
Yeah, what was she?
I don't know.
He like walked over to the garbage, just popped them all in and walked out.
That's exactly what I would have done. I bought the pies and, like, throw them away.
No, you're too frugal. You would have brought them home, put them in the fridge. You would have been like, "Baby, I hope you like pie.
No.
I made a stand today, and we're going to be eating pie for the next couple of days."
There's two victories in my day. I put a kid in his place, and we got pie.
Hope you like pie, baby.
But that's awesome. I love shit like that.
Yeah. Man. Just looked right at the kid, was like, "Ratatata."
Oh, man. And the mother ended up saying this to the kid afterwards.
"No more sweets for you, because you're never going to get laid if you keep eating sweets."
Lou was on the scene.
He never did get laid. Yeah. All right. That's it.
That's all the news?
That's it. That's
wow, that breeze.
It was a slow fucking news week.
Well, it's a summer, you know? Because we're doing an A squad. We're doing you know, news, and it's just nothing. It's just summer. Everyone's out having fun.
Well, you figure Florida's still up to no good, probably.
Yeah, but it's always... it's.
I got some Florida.
Right. Speaking of that... Stupid people.
I guess with that segues, it's just too good to pass up. I'm going to start with the Florida. A man named Judas Exantus. I hope I'm pronouncing that
right. The new villain in the 300 movie.
I don't care. Was pulled over by a cop because he rolled through a stop sign.
Was he riding dirty?
No. Cop pulls him over. He denies he even did it. Cop saw him do it. Proceeds to write him a ticket. Guess what this guy does in response?
Hmm. No. Get the hell out of there!
No.
Maybe...
No, good guess, though. Solid guess.
Something like...
Ah, I'm going slap happy!
Slaps the cop.
Wait.
Did he look the was cop? That one of the new ones?
Yes. Okay.
Did you look the cop right in the eyes and do some of this?
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Did he give him horrible nightmares for the rest of his days? No.
All right, what happened?
Well, the cop goes back to his car to write the ticket, so Exantus called 911 to complain about how slow the cop was writing the ticket.
Get the lid out of your ass, cop! Give me my ticket!
He's too slow!
So guess how he was arrested? For running a stop sign and for misuse of 911.
Nice.
That's a misuse?
Yes, if you call a cop on a cop for running a ticket too slow, that's a misuse.
Nah. What are they doing?
Somebody's getting raped down the street. They can't get through because this guy.
First of all, when it was, you
actually,
call...
I'm suggesting the cops actually do stuff.
I'm getting raped. Help me! Like 2.5 hours later, they stroll up. It's
what
like,
was happening here?
They had to break away from that like random registration stop on the edge of the highway where they were making money.
Like, let's just say they have like 20 units out there, right?
I gotta.
They're all tandem on the same run of highway with a fucking radar gun to try to catch a guy going 62 miles an hour to get to a $50 ticket.
No, I gotta stop doing cop stories. They get me blood boiling.
Yeah, man. All right, so it's...
Right, let's see. Well, we got a bunch. Do you want England? Do you want India? Do you want a teacher
story? I like
story?
India.
India.
Yeah.
And then we have one about an insurance company.
Let's go with India.
All right, India it is. There is a woman in India. Her name has been withheld.
He's walking like an Egyptian over here and shit.
The physical comedy of... Cats is only missing little tambourines on his fingers.
Right.
And an elephant.
Anyway, 35-year-old woman was brought to the hospital. Her family thought that she was, possessed by a demon, as you do. So they brought her to witch doctors. They brought her to...
They have those at hospitals out there?
Look, 8 years of education.
Right.
No, this is pre-hospital. Oh, this is the kind of point of why this is stupid. Brought her to witch doctors. They brought her to temples. They
did he say ooh ee ooh ah ting tang
walla walla bing bang? They didn't know why she was possessed until they finally brought her to a hospital where they found out that this woman had spent a number of years eating metal objects.
Like bed of nails, like
over 152 metal objects in her stomach, which was hanging down so low it was hitting her pelvic bone. 96 small nails, 23 large nails, screws, coins, a hairpin, and a key.
Well, the sideshow's not going to sell itself, all right? You gotta bring the people in with the first act. So,
damn. Doctors
at...
So, doctor was the last resort. Go to
the last resort.
Else.
Now, what's stupider? The woman eating metal objects, or the family unwilling to take her to an actual doctor?
I mean,
woman.
Kind of hard.
Look,
I got my vote on woman.
It's rough to blame the third world on their medical knowledge.
But at the same time, she was kind of mentally ill.
Their doctor is the same guy they get their ice from.
Yeah. And their Funyuns.
Right? No, they don't do Funyuns, right? They're too fun.
They're too They do mundane-ins.
I just got to say it.
Ordinary uns.
The earnestness in which Lou said that was like my favorite thing ever.
Right.
They're too fun.
They taste just the same, and they're just as stinky. But they go,
they're not curly.
No,
No. They have completely
removed unfun shaped squares.
little straight lines, just eat them like jerky.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's good. Unfun shaped squares. England?
I feel like England's getting a bad rap for being unfun, though. Like, it's not like Russia or like fucking the communist wall of Russia. It's India. It's kind of like the Wild West of third world. Like, it's anything goes out there, man. People.
Yeah, that'd be.
There's like a huge rape mafia out there. I was
that
watching
would
on Vice.
Be good if, like, there were saloons and shit, but what do they have?
Actual guns?
They have the little basket with the asp in it. They're like.
You know, so. They snake have charming is like their number one pastime.
And curry.
It's like their baseball.
they play curry. Cricket, which is like no one understands.
Can they play anything out there?
Yeah, the cricket. But you know what's funny? Like, there's like literally a billion and a half, it's a billion point two, whatever. It's over a billion. And like, do they even have an Olympic team? They have like nothing going on.
India's very separate.
Fun is frowned upon.
Like, the cultures in India, there's like 900 languages or some such shit. Like, there's no unity in the country.
A lot of my, like.
Except for the love of. Elephants.
Well, who doesn't? Look, to be fair to the Indian people, who doesn't love an elephant? I love an elephant. I'll ride an elephant all day.
Do you love an elephant enough to worship it?
Yeah. Babar.
You know.
He's African, though.
Don't care.
I used to work with this Indian chick. And she's like, oh, yeah, I know seven languages. I know.
She said seven
languages? Seven languages. And
she pluralizes singular?
Like
she
actually, mentioned, that's part of the accent, is dropping. Pluralities.
Yeah.
So like she pluralized the singular?
I worked for a company, I won't say the name, but it was Signs. It was a sign company.
It was Sign.
It was Sign. Everything was, welcome to Sign.
Yeah. But she's like, oh, I know this. It's all like Middle Eastern shit. And I'm like, you know two languages, lady. You know English and you know...
The book, my teeth, right? Talking about practice.
Oh man, I forgot about that. Yes.
All right, let's stop picking on the Indian.
Oh, he punched me in the face. He broke my teeth.
What he said? He ordered a pizza or something. I cannot eat the pizza. Like something. I forget what.
Oh man, yeah. So what kind of group? They get a bad rap because they're goofy out there. They fucking saw the witch doctor before they saw the hospital.
I'll tell you why they get a bad rap. They keep to themselves. They fucking keep it. They don't like mixing.
Blood?
So. No, just in general.
The doctor was the elephant.
They're
out
very
there.
Private. They're super private. And so, like.
From the previous work experience I mentioned, they didn't like dealing with anybody but Indian clients. Yeah. So, yeah.
They're very private. So it's.
There's very internal. Things
you know how there. People are. Like, if they don't know anything and about somebody...
We sound wildly racist. Let's move on from the Indians.
Yeah. I'm cool with
it. Yeah, I'm pretty cool with it. I'm pretty sure that we have, like, zero Indian listeners.
Which is a good... It's a big untapped market, though.
I'm sorry, Amit.
Well, we do have one space left.
It's the one guy I know who listens to
this. Oh, that's a person's name? I thought you said, I'm sorry, man, like you're being sarcastic.
No. It's a Mitt. He's a friend of mine.
Sorry,
he listens. Sorry, Mia.
All right, let's go on.
All right. Let's see. We got a British one. We got a teacher one. We got a...
So let's make fun of the Brits.
Let's do the Brits now. So, all right. Pete, get your British voice ready. We're going to ask you to do it in ye old English.
In ye old English. All right. This is a man named Wesley Bristow.
Wesley is a pretty fucking...
This is man. Just one of those great capers gone awry.
It's a caper when it's in Britain.
It's a caper. Yeah. He's 25 years old, and him and a partner tried to knock over, which means steal, from a... what do they call it? It's a ticket machine.
It's called a trolley lolly lolly maker.
It's a pay and display machine.
Why does everything sound so fable-ish when it's in Britain? Like, what did they say? They knocked over or they committed a what? A caper? They had a caper? It was like, the man committed a felony. It was a caper over in the...
It just reminds me of the Bill Hicks bit that I love so much. Which some hooligans knocked over a dustbin in Shaftesbury. Yeah. Fuck you, this is Hobbiton.
They do have hooligans instead of criminals.
We're the hooligans.
The hooligans are the
criminals. Because they don't have guns over there, so their crimes are like, eh. It's not punching like in the face.
They're police force. They just use clubs.
They just swing the little
batons.
Nightstick, the batons.
No wonder. They got the billy club, yeah.
No wonder those firms, like, they get out of control.
The firms?
Like the soccer clubs.
Oh, okay.
Wait, how are you going to control a riot when on a horseback with a club?
Let me tell you something.
If you don't.
Westchester United's going nuts.
If all Manchester you do like is grab the club before he gets you, the cop is fucked.
Dude, the cop's boned. If a riot ensues, what are they going to do?
They're severely outnumbered. These guys are throwing bricks and shit.
You take off you put on street clothes and join the riot is what you do.
You better, nice you better
fuck this. I'm at least getting a TV out of it.
Right.
This is a proper good riot out here.
In a flat screen telly.
A telly. All right, so what happened over here?
All right, so you tried to knock over a pay and display machine, which to me looks like a parking meter. Like one of those high-tech ones. You ever go to like the towns right near, you punch in your parking spot, put in your money. You tried to knock over one of those. It didn't work out. I'm just going to go ahead and read this, because this reads like a pretty good Guy Ritchie movie.
I was going to say, it's sounding like a heist movie.
So they were both wearing hoods to hide their identity. This is caught on closed-circuit TV. They can be seen pushing and pulling, but cannot get it to budge, so they revert to plan B.
They literally tried to knock it over?
The accomplice struggles to get the machine, weighed down by nearly 1,000 pounds worth of coins inside. That's pounds as in quid.
As in money.
He holds it in position while Bristow leaps behind the wheel of the Peugeot car and turns it into a battering ram. He successfully smashes the ticket dispenser, tearing it from its base, but also manages to rip part of the bodywork off of the car. Undaunted, the two men try to manhandle the machine into the car. First, they try to get it through a window, but that fails. They manage to force it through the passenger door of the car. I should mention before that, they couldn't get the thing out because it was tethered to the ground by a length of cable.
Can I take a wild guess? When they eventually got the thing out, did it get swallowed by a gypsy's dog? Right. We found a squeak toy, a half-eaten shoe, right. and a three-carat diamond.
You went Michael Caine on there. A half-eaten shoe. And a whole diamond.
I only do Cockney. I don't do, like, happy British, like Poppins British. Or,
Poppins.
Yeah. And then the white guy came over. They decided to look at the beaches, and he said...
So who the fuck wants to see him?
Farina.
Anyway, they're seen struggling to shut the door. Finally, Bristow accelerates away with sparks flying from underneath the car, which is scraping the ground due to the weight of the stolen haul.
Nice.
His accomplice is seen climbing into another car, but as he leaves, cops are pulling up to give chase. A mile later, attempting to reach 55 miles per hour during the pursuit, he lost control, demolished his car, and crashed into a wall in Bolt Street.
Were they caught then?
The machines that they stole contained up to 1,000 quid.
Is that a lot of money?
Yeah, it's better than our money.
But like, that's not enough money to go to jail for.
Let's go ahead and just call it $1,000.
It's probably
the offense caused almost 5,500 quid worth of damage.
That's not even that much to the damage. They should probably have been like,
not to mention
slap on the wrist, boys.
Right. Not to mention, his car was pretty much ripped in two.
Damn. So what you get for using your own car?
So what's like? I want to give his name, like his crew, a good name, like
the Lolly Bangers.
The Lolly Bangers.
How'd you have that at the ready?
I don't know. It just sounded like something bangers that they have. It's a British name.
What do they call, like, a British coin?
A quid?
I thought that was a bill.
An iron.
Yeah, that sounds
pretty. We got 16 stone here.
Right. I think it's like pence or
pence. Like
for 1,000 pence.
Or pound.
I'll give you a tin for it. Just name different shitty metals than you guys.
Right.
Let's knock over that sand, get some ball caps.
Let's get a copper. A proper copper.
You want to do more coin news?
Sure.
Oh, that's coin news? I thought it was just race news.
This one I got coin news.
Coin news.
This is not a...
Is an epically big coin like in Latvia? Like, size of your coin is small.
We worship big coin.
Yeah, I think that Jill pulled up a fake story that day.
With giant coin?
No.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure that shit
giant
was like a...
Giant coin was through.
Their arcade machines are epic.
No, I'm pretty sure that was like a bit on...
Doing laundry takes four men.
Right. I think it was a bit on... HBO... not Jon Stewart, but the HBO...
John one. Oliver?
Yes. I think he did that as like a fake bit. The giant coin.
I don't care.
The giant coin's a laughing staple.
I don't care. I love the giant coin.
Listen, it's great. But I do not think it's real.
All right. Well, so here's how this is going to go. We're going to do another coin story, and then I got some drunk people stories.
Drunk people.
So, coin story. This is not so much stupid people. This is dickish people.
Dick people.
A man sued, a California man, sued his insurance company because they owed him $21,000 in a legal settlement. They paid him in coins.
What?
16 5-gallon buckets.
Coinstar.
Filled with coins.
Applause.
This man is 73 years old. He filed the lawsuit in 2012. Physically assaulted, so he filed his charge. Won against the insurance company. After the two parties reached a settlement, the insurance company paid up by showing up to his office in a van with 5-gallon containers full of coins and leaving them in the waiting room.
That's fine. Whatever. It sucks that Coinstar is going to get 8.9% because there's no way I'm rolling those. Like,
well, you don't even need to do that anymore. Like, TD Bank lets you do that shit for free.
If you have,
I like that we're really discussing serious options of what he can do.
What the hell did he do to get them to be so pissed off?
He shortchanged
them. He won the lawsuit.
There are many people that fucking win the lawsuit.
This is.
Do they all get coins?
Now, see, the story doesn't go into much more other than he was physically assaulted, and he filed an insurance claim, and they denied him, and he sued them and won. He's 73, which I think makes a difference, because this guy can't even lift one of these buckets.
Were they hoping that he was
going
to, like... I
don't think I can lift one of these buckets.
Were they hoping he was going to just perish before the lawsuit came to an end?
Before he could roll all that shit.
I mean, we're not even talking about an epic, like, settlement here. What was it, 21,000?
21 grand.
Are they out of business? Is that the last of it? Or?
Yeah, that's it.
Here's our change, you right. Fuck.
You return these animal. Cans, you can get that too.
Right. And here's the real kicker.
How great
would
that
be? Half of those are Canadian. Enjoy the pesos.
How great would that be, though?
Like, the loonies and the toonies.
The settlement wasn't even coins, it was cans. You have right. to double up on it.
You like, can only cash those 12 bucks at a time.
Just give them like four semis full of cans. And just,
wait a minute, these are just Subway tokens and Chuck E. Cheese coins.
Here's the worst part. The worst part is this guy just had a hernia operation.
I mean, I'd be fine with it, man. I'd be just throwing money literally everywhere.
Now, the picture is just this guy looking really disappointed at his situation. Luke, can you see that there? He's just like, aw, crap. What am I going to do with all this?
He's got money, though, so, I mean...
He's got 21 grand
in coins.
You get yourself, like, one worker, say, you can have one of these barrels if you...
Give him the penny barrel.
If you do all the lifting.
Now, I don't know if this is just like a... Just because I saw the Turtle movie yesterday, but I would try to buy, like, a leaf blower and have, like a coin funnel and go back there and be like... You can have it back. Like, just hit him up with Matt, all the coins.
Was that in the Turtle movie?
Was there some leaf blower
action? I'm all the pizza shooter and, like, you know, my...
By the way, you want to do a leaf blower story?
Sure.
The segues today.
The lawn looked great.
Mwah. Brilliant.
Now on to leaf news. Today.
On to leaf news.
I don't have any funny puns, so don't wait for it.
I'm waiting for it. Let's shoot the breeze.
Right.
All right, let's go.
All right, what is it about alcohol? Like, we're all drinking right now.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We drink every show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What is it about alcohol that makes people just get naked a lot?
Boom! Yummy!
Good point. Well said.
Oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel!
Because I got two of these this week.
Really?
But, I don't know, alcohol is like an inhibit. It takes all your inhibitions
work,
away.
Work through it. Work right. through it.
I was trying to invent my own word.
Uninhibiting?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, no, I was trying to invent my own word. Like,
oh, you're making your own shit.
Yeah, I was trying to invent my own word. It wasn't working out, so this takes away all your inhibitions. Inhibitor.
Yeah, let's go with that.
All right.
Massachusetts homeowner arrested Monday for open and gross lewdness. That's actually the charge. Gross.
Why would they call him a homeowner? Like,
because he owns a home.
But like, why would that be his classification? And
he's like in his home.
Because this guy, 69-year-old Richard.
69.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Capra was caught drunkenly, blowing his lawn with a leaf blower. Naked.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
How about this?
The problem was, though, that he just put the leaf blower on his dick and then, like, 360'd his neighbors. Like,
it was facing the wrong way.
No, he did it on purpose. His balls and cock were flapping in the breeze.
Oh, he was put on a show.
Like,
yeah. The neighbors, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. The neighbors would walk over and he'd stare him down and be like,
"You like that, don't you? You would, you beast."
He would Vincent Price them.
The Pete Vincent Priceness.
Fuck. All right. So,
of all the clips, like, that's not that bad.
No, I'm just like, that's a bad Vincent Price impression.
No, I thought it was all right, better than mine.
Do you have yours?
I was about to click it.
It's basically like my Chewy.
Yarg!
No, your hand went to your keyboard right when you said that, so I thought you might have one on.
It's better than mine.
Right.
Just looking around.
No, I don't have shit.
All right.
Let's see. He was completely nude, blowing off his driveway with a leaf blower, intoxicated and belligerent towards police. He was scheduled for $500 bail.
He got arrested for that?
And he was issued clothing prior to arrest.
I thought it was America.
Right. When the police arrived, he said this.
Shit. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? Ba-bow, ba-bow, ba-bow.
I love when you get new clips.
What are you doing here? What are you doing?
Oh, all right, man. Another drunk person.
Oh, I'm going slap happy.
Slap Anna, slap Anna, slap, slap, slap Anna. Slap.
Oh wait, this is for you then.
Don't worry, bitch. I didn't forget about you. Slap, slap, slap.
Did you just watch that episode?
Yeah, and I'm like, wow, there's like 20 clips I could do.
All right, another one. Again, clothes, booze. What's up? This is Oklahoma. A newly hired teacher was found intoxicated and not wearing any pants inside an Oklahoma high school on her first day of work.
It's your lips! It's so good!
She went to her first day of work, pantsless, reeking of vodka. Damn.
Where's my apples?
What, was she Russian?
Where's my apples?
Okay, class, who wants extra credit?
Oh, gross. Gross.
Ew. So a bunch of teachers came back for their first day of school.
Talk about my favorite president, Mr. Bush. It's like, it's so angry.
We're all picturing a horrific looking woman, no?
Like popcorn stuck in it.
Oh, I actually, I glanced Doritos. Over this story, and she is heinous.
Oh, see, this one doesn't have a picture, but.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She kind of looked like Wario. Like, I'm not even fucking around. She looked pretty much like Wario.
Mustache and everything?
It's-a me, a Mario.
She kept going, ah, ha, ha.
I got you, Mario. The inverse of your letter in the first name.
I'm totally uncreative.
We're really reaching here at Nintendo.
Isn't that right, Waluigi?
It's not, it's not even like 7 Luigi or something. Like, yeah. It's just stupid. Why would the W be a bad thing?
It's actually, there's a reason for it.
No, there's not.
Yeah, it's Japanese wa, W-A, Nartra, means evil or something.
No, it doesn't.
So it's us putting like nega, like negative in front of things.
I thought you meant
oh, it. Yeah. No. Nigga Luigi. Like, whoa, Pete, you talking about us being racist?
We're talking about awesome Luigi.
How would you like for Luigi to light a pipe?
Right.
Yeah, Mario, my pipe's way bigger than yours. That's because I'm Nega Luigi.
God damn it.
Yo, can you float me some fins to pay my T-Mobile bill? She's talking to Peach.
Nice. All
right, nice.
That's the whole story. One more. Another drunk one. Lou, I've been watching Hannibal.
You still liking it?
I am. I'm almost done with season 2.
Makes you hungry?
What?
Does it make you hungry?
I know what he's going to play.
A little bit.
No, I don't have anything yet.
He's like, you eat it.
Oh, no. I could have, but...
You want to do that? Yeah, it does.
Pete, what do you like to eat?
Anything with a dick on it.
Oh, damn. He's a curveball.
You're an asshole.
Well, you asked for it. I wasn't going to play shit, and he's like, let's do it.
Well,
let's
you had the fucking clip, you dick face.
Yeah.
Right. I don't even remember saying that.
Yeah, I don't know what that was in reference to.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Okay, so last one here. Another drunk one.
Oh, yeah.
But as I was saying, I'm watching Hannibal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I just watched the episode with the guy who thought he was an animal and shit.
Oh, yeah, that was a cool one.
Was it Trent Reznor?
Yeah. No. this reminded me of that. So this guy's Jonathan Thomas. He's a 50-year-old director of the Porter County Animal Shelter.
And is he that was also the shitty singer from Matchbox 20?
Wait, what's it's Rob name? Thomas. Oh. This is John Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
Generic homo.
That band sucks.
Yeah, they do.
So he got in trouble for drunk driving.
That guy's an asshole. Sorry. He just sucks. So
yeah,
bad.
The worst. All right. Sorry about that. Like, they are the American Nickelback.
Right. With that fake thing he does with his voice. Like,
I want to move you around.
Right. It's like, cut it out, dick.
I will. Like I will.
The worst.
Anyway, a homeowner called the cops on not Rob Thomas when he crashed his 2005 Toyota Highlander into his backyard.
Well, there can only be one.
Hmm. Indeed. Homeowner was able to get the keys out of the car to prevent the driver, Thomas, from taking off. When police arrived, they found Thomas in the backyard and asked him to step away from the vehicle. They then said he started to...
I am day drunk. Get ready to see my dick.
Well, this is at night, but close enough. Said he started showing his teeth to officers in an angry manner and growling. He then
trying to be a dog?
I imagine he's... Made a fist with his right hand and made an aggressive stance. But this police were able to get him into cuffs. Now, keep in mind, he's a director of an animal shelter, so I guess learn behavior.
Damn.
Police then asked him if he would submit to a breath test and blood sample. He replied by asking them if they wanted to adopt an iguana.
Now I'm good, but you're going to have to take that sample.
He said he drinks every day due to the stress of running a homeless shelter for animals. And was quoted saying, "Stray iguana, wandering the streets of Valparcio." How the fuck does that happen?
I mean, how stressful could a animal shelter be? It's a bunch of pets just chilling.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe iguana aren't exactly aggressive.
Bitch at you.
Maybe if you're the dude that has to give them the injection when they don't get adopted.
Well, why? I want to keep my job going. I just throw it out the door.
Well, you just give that job to some psychopath that loves killing little animals.
Isn't there a priest who wants a fucking iguana somewhere? Okay. Maybe that's the answer.
Yeah.
Iguana.
Well, iguana's too aggressive.
We didn't even count on that.
No.
Do iguana have a vagina?
Shit. <Legs. laughs>
But they said as he was being transferred from the admissions room to the hospital, he stood up, showed his teeth again, and was growling while attempting to leave the room. He then went to jail. God damn it.
What the hell was that?
And that's it for my stupid people.
Alright, so let's roll.
You want a hashtag?
Hashtag!
Hashtag!
As usual, I'll reiterate the stories. You guys come up with the best hashtag possible.
Ready this week.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Kind of.
Kind
maybe.
Of. Right.
My plan is essentially to come up with good ones. I don't know if it's going to work.
I'm going to sound clip my way through this.
Right. Here's the ones we're going to be doing. 100 nails removed from Indian woman's abdomen.
Right.
We have Florida man calls 911 to complain about the cop who pulled him over. We have ticket machine thief jailed after being caught on closed circuit TV. That was the British guy. We have insurance company pays man with $21,000 worth of change. We have man arrested for blowing leaves in the nude. We have the teacher found in her classroom without pants. And we have the snarling animal shelter director arrested for being drunk.
All right, so Let's start the first one then.
Over 100 nails move from Indian woman's abdomen.
Alright. hashtag, I saw the witch doctor again. This is what he said.
Bum, 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 bum.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. Right. That was good.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Damn. Do you have anything yet, or are you...
I'm still thinking it over.
All right, Lou?
I don't know. If it was a bitch, that's really throwing me off.
If it was a dude...
Let's buy him a second. Can somebody hand me a beverage?
Who can? If it was a dude, I totally would when I went Ozzy with him, like...
I got one.
Hashtag... Iron Man. You could have just said Iron Woman. Like,
right.
I got one. Well, who would believe Iron that?
I don't know. Shit.
What was this?
Andy?
Hashtag... Need more iron and blood.
One more time with that.
Need more iron and blood, he said.
Need more iron in your diet.
Right.
Kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
You give him the point. Andy gets the point.
Yeah. All right, Andy.
Next one.
I could have sworn it was going to be iron.
Be iron!
Florida man calls 911 to complain about the cop who pulled him over. Who's got one?
This is the one where he was too slow or something?
He was too slow writing the ticket.
Hashtag Postlow?
Postlow?
Popo?
Yeah, I get it, all right.
I don't know.
What was the pun?
That's funny.
Instead of Popo, it's Postlow.
Oh, Postlow, all right. Yes. I get you, all right.
Hashtag Dead Air.
Yep.
Hashtag Dead Air.
Hashtag One of you.
All right.
Hashtag B cop.
Hashtag pigs don't run.
Pigs don't run. Right. I like B cop better, by the way.
Yeah.
Beat cop.
Nice.
God damn it. You found my kryptonite.
Yo, B you mug.
B puns.
Can't beat that.
All right, Andy, you got something?
Hashtag cop on cop.
I'm going to go...
The cop-on-cop action going.
I don't know why.
What story were you listening to?
Yeah.
Cop-on-cop action. That's how
he's
like...
calling the cop on the cop.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought he was like, little cop-on-cop
action.
That's
right, oh. Mine. Yeah.
I'm going to give him the point, because you guys were kind of dicks about it, so he gets another
I was
point.
Loving it. I was hating it.
Right.
I was like, cop-on-cop, baby.
All right, British man... caught on CCTV robbing a lot of coins.
I'm gonna say that. Hashtag lollygaggers strike again.
And they were they sold a bunch of coins.
Pence.
hashtag Harry Potter. No.
Harry Potter, I don't know. Okay.
Hashtag the Great Coin Caper.
Great Coin Caper. I'm at a loss here. Lou, give me yours again.
Oh, hashtag the Shilling Hooligans.
You don't get two.
I said
two at bats here.
I said lollygagger strike again.
All right, I gotta go Lou on that one. I just like the term lollygagger.
The fucking caper. I forgot about that.
That's all right, good, company insurance company pays man $21,000 with buckets of loose change.
Hashtag twisted metal.
Ooh, wow. Not bad.
Yeah.
It could have been used for the first one, too, I think.
I was thinking about saying that one for that one,
yeah.
But I was like, you know what? It was twisted giving this guy, a 79-year-old guy, fucking mad coins.
Can anybody top twisted metal?
Give me a second.
There's no mustache. I got
a little mustache. That's the greatest mustache in town. Doo-doo.
I don't even know what happened.
Disqualified.
Is that the mustache song?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, so,
Andy, anything?
I'm giving you to the count of three. One of you has got to say something. Ready? 3, 2. One. Brian gets a point.
Default win.
Okay. Dead air is fun. Mm-hmm. All right, man armed with leaf blower arrested for doing yard work in the nude.
Another one? Mm-hmm.
Who's got one?
Hashtag blown in the wind.
Of course. Had to be said.
I don't know. Hashtag hanging dong.
Hanging.
Oh, that's not hanging, though. It's blown.
glowing dog.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe hashtag.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Hashtag.
Who's got hashtag wiggle, wiggle, wiggle?
Hashtag Flappy Bird.
Flappy Bird?
It's a new character on Sesame Street, Flappy Bird.
Isn't that game?
That's a game.
Yeah.
It's like a long necked bird that just like hangs. Like.
Let's see.
Hey, Grover.
And you got one?
Hashtag Free Willy.
Free
Willy. Wow.
I'm surprised nobody got below this.
Yeah.
That was be mine.
How about below me, Pete?
I like Brian. I just gave you the point. Teacher found in classroom intoxicated without pants on her first day.
Intoxicated without pants. That's I still can't believe that happened.
Yeah, I know, that's crazy.
It's great. Meanwhile, Mikey can't get it.
Right.
What state was this in?
Oh, let me look. Oklahoma.
Well, he could be a Sooner if he wants to. Because there's a job opening, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
You hear all those horrible little animals barking?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are they coming through?
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
They do. A little bit. Because I listened back.
It might be.
They always come
there's
through.
There's like 40 dogs less than 10 pounds. All right,
here's my hashtag. It's the only two things I know about Oklahoma. Hashtag corncob bush. There we go.
Corncob bush.
She was naked, and they love corn.
And bush.
Well, she would, I imagine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe hashtag no pants, no shoes, no service.
Okay.
No, I'm going to play off that. Hashtag no pants, no teaching.
I like to change mine. Hashtag an apple a day keeps the britches away.
How about I'm going to change mine. Hashtag be no pants.
Luke, that's it. I'm going to break my policy. And I'm going to go ahead and deduct a point from each of you.
What?
For that round. Your senseless pandering to my bee favoritism. Okay. Final one. Animal shelter director. Snarls teeth, growls at police officers.
So,
Hashtag, I'm animal.
I am animal.
Okay. Hashtag, who be there? Okay. No, like, I mean, the bee pun. Yeah. Who be
there? Oh, I thought I that was a pirate hashtag.
I don't know. I give the pirate voice. Didn't mean to.
Where be the gold?
Where bees
the we gold? We are
shiver me timber.
Lou, it's up to you right now.
Damn. Hashtag. I was going to do my Chewy thing and be like, yarg! But that's a little too much like piratey now.
Lou, I'm going to do you a favor.
Yeah.
Just say yarg at this point.
Yarg!
Good, because I deducted a point from the other two. And you get a point.
Yes!
Lou wins with one.
But you gave us your Achilles heel with the bee pun.
And you abused it.
All right.
It's true.
Superman gets boring when there's kryptonite everywhere.
No, he gets dead.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
All right, so are we going to move on?
Yeah, let's move on. What do you want to do?
You going to do the American game or?
Yeah. Unless somebody wants to do a different game, but. No. The theme's always playing, we're in.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Love it. Oh, where are we going, Pete?
All right. I originally was thinking Russia, but I think we should probably break...
In Russia, Living America play you.
But there was some, you know, I was going to be like, you know, the Ukraine, but some bad shit just went down there. Airplanes going
They
down.
Lost their apples.
Boom.
So considering that we were collectively racist against
this
one area
Appleseed,
of the world...
He's good man.
We are going to do India.
India.
All right. Nice. Respect.
All right, so let's do a series of questions about India.
Nice.
And as you know, the points in this game are meaningless, but I will crown winners at the end.
All right.
Okay.
Let's start easy. Describe the Indian flag.
They're doing that one already?
I'm starting from the top here.
This is the first one. Would you like to go first, Taylor?
All right. I'm going to say It's the background is what is this?
This is some Indian music I got going?
No, it's not.
Well, Indian music? Just keep talking.
It'll kick in, I'm sure.
Right. I thought it would be like more tambourines and stuff like that.
I was gonna say, because I can look up some Indian music.
Some cool Indian music. Yeah, something
like just that. Go. Bollywood.
All right. Yeah. So,
describe the flag. Lou.
The background is, you'd think it's brown, but it's really just sand. And on top of the sand is some dude playing the flute, and a snake is biting him in the nets.
I've
made my ruling on your points.
Right. Yeah. All right. What it is Dalzim getting straight knocked out by Ken and all the rest of the characters clapping.
I give my point to Brian. All right.
It's an elephant with six arms sitting in an Indian position in a praying state with a yellow background.
I'm just going to give you a point that I kind of think that's close to their emblem.
Okay, actually, answer this one right. It's three bars. One's small, middle. Two are equal length. And it's three stars in the middle.
No.
Fuck their contract.
Close. The moon close with up. The stars and like
it's like green, white.
It's like a beige stripe followed by a white stripe followed by a green stripe, and in the middle of it is a circle with a bunch of ornate shit in it. You know what, Brian? I appreciate you sticking your neck out to actually be right about something for once.
FIFA, thank you.
What is the motto of India?
Rape is okay?
No.
Whoa!
All right.
Holy shit.
I believe I don't got the dialect of the tongue, but it's Ogor is the great Kali Ali Ababwa. Stronger than 10,000 men. Yes, indeed.
Point. Loop.
I'm going to say their motto is...
kind of like the song now. Tulsi victory pose is going all around here.
Your motto is... Women count less than beef.
It's cow culture out there.
Right.
All right. The actual... motto is Satyamev Jalat, which means truth alone triumphs.
Only open 24/7.
Right. Let's see. What is the name of the Indian national anthem? Now I will accept the English translations.
The name of the Indian translation? Shit. Come again.
Oh! Here, let me put on some Indian music.
I kind of like that last song.
Wasn't that bad.
Alright, I'm going to say...
a lot of sitar is going on.
But what is this? Their motto? Or what
was motto. It?
Their national anthem name.
The name of their national anthem is... Die Americans die.
Wrong.
That's not even the right country.
That sounds more like
that's the Middle East, dude, not the Far East.
They all hate us.
They don't care.
They envy us not having sand everywhere.
Reincarnation, Lou, we don't care.
No. They hate us for not having sand everywhere.
We give them a lot of
that's not a desert, yeah. You dick.
No, it's all
they have terrible ghettos but no desert.
It's all desert.
It's rainforest.
Their buildings are made of sand.
They don't have glass buildings, no.
All right, Andy, you got an answer for this one? National anthem.
Oh, national anthem. I don't know. We love elephants.
Okay. Points are locked in for this. Who does this song? I like this.
It's Street Fighter Jam.
Really?
Yeah.
I dig this.
Okay.
All right, this is an easy one. Capital.
Capital?
Capital of India.
I would say Dubai.
So very wrong.
Stink.
So very wrong.
Oh.
Who?
I don't know. Fucking Beard City.
Beard City. Again, wrong Arab name.
Turbantropolis.
Listen, you go anywhere in the Middle East.
It's not in the Middle East, Lou. It's in the Far East. It's Far in Asia.
East. Well, they're hairy people.
All right. Moving on.
Hairy
people. Official.
Hairy people.
Official language.
Official language? Gas station.
Sherp to derp.
Sherpa derpa?
Sherp to derp.
Oh, damn.
Giving an extra point on that.
I don't know.
It's a safe bet.
I'm debating which point to give you on that. All right. I got one. Correct answer is Hindi.
Oh, okay.
Hindi. Okay, let's do, well, we just did official language, so let's not do national language. Let's do population closest without...
1 point...
No, closest.
1.5 billion. I'm sorry, 1.25 billion. One and a quarter.
Holy shit, you going for the real shit.
This one joke. A million magic lamps.
Oh, man. I was going to say... I don't know. A quarter of a million
rupees.
Flying rugs. And the rest is all the rest is all fucking genies. Otherwise known as djinn. Alright. Did you want to put something on or
yeah, I'll do mine.
Alright, you go next.
I say overpopulation.
Oh, that's a good answer. Yeah. Pretty accurate.
I'm going to give you a point for being correct. I'm going to give you a point for being wrong. All right. Let's see. Let's do this. National currency.
Sand.
It's not the desert.
Sand.
Rubies.
You're very mistaken what India is.
Sand.
Rubies.
Sand and beard hair.
Okay, we got sand, we got rubies. We got Brian's answer.
Cow kisses.
Cow kisses, alright.
Your last wish.
On the monkey paw. It's like,
yeah. Alright.
The turkey's a little dry!
I think that about does it. I think we have our results here.
Wait.
Oh, what is the national greeting?
Yeah.
Of India.
Of course, we can't miss that.
The national greeting of India. All right.
This is the high stakes round.
Okay, the national greeting of India, right? You walk up to the guy's head, you spit on your palm, give it a little rub, and ask for something.
Where do you rub it?
On the forehead.
On their forehead.
Like,
so you spit on your wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Rub it on their forehead and go give me some rupees.
The Greek tea, like the Greek tea guy, like the guy who's like greeting the other guy, he's the one who spits on his head and rubs the other guy. It also has to do with the curliness of your mustache.
You just redeemed yourself, sir.
All
right. Okay. Blue.
All right, I'm going to keep it going and say, grab a handful of sand. Shove it into the other guy's pants. And then you guys...
work the balls? Like what?
Break out into a Bollywood number?
Then you guys just...
Every time you say the word Bollywood, Brian dances. It's amazing.
I love Bollywood, man. Those shits are great.
You roll up into a carpet and... That's it.
If you ever watch a movie with like... a jacked dude wearing guy liner and a turban... just run into nowhere and start a dance number... Bollywood is for you, man. I love it.
Like, that's their number one thing, like, dance, right?
Yeah.
Their number one thing is fake hair.
Oh, that's true.
Well, real hair, but for American
hair piece.
Yeah, for the weeds and shit.
I thought that was more black people.
We already skipped currency.
Andy, do you have a hello?
Yeah, what is the Indian greeting?
Greeting.
Don't forget to stand.
They take their thumb,
yeah.
Put it in their ass. And then,
oh, I see where you're going with this. I see where you're going here. This is wildly racist.
And put it underneath the pits.
No, that's not anymore. I know where you're going.
He's going up here.
He's going for the forehead.
Yeah,
I am.
All right. With that being said, we have our results. With the most correct answers. And you got that one. You actually answered a couple. You answered four correct answers.
Yeah.
Or at least close enough for me to deem it worthy of a point.
Okay.
For the most wrong answers, you'll never guess who won. Brian.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding. Lou. Lou actually won that.
You thought the whole place was made of sand.
You actually.
It still is.
I read the wrong column here. Holy shit, did you win.
Wow.
You won by a landslide of sand.
It does landslide.
And the funny answers was actually a bit of a toss-up, but we do have our reigning champ.
Brian.
Pulls it out with 1 point.
All right, you got it.
Nice. Sometimes.
Possible. Anything is possible.
That was almost a three-way tie. Brian threw one out at the end that made me laugh.
I will do my putting in light bulbs Indian dance now.
He's doing it. He's doing it hard.
My victory dance.
Nice. And you know what? I missed an opportunity to, at some point, mention, like, tech support or something.
He
know?
Didn't give you, like, a clear route to tech support.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot there. Mm-hmm. That was kind of thrown together.
But it could have been, like, the handshake, like, you pick up your headset and like, you're like, my name is Dave. Like,
dude, I don't know if I mentioned. I don't know if I mentioned it on the show.
Hello, my name is Mark. Right. What can I help you with?
I don't know. I don't know if I mentioned it or not on the show, but I got cold called from an Indian guy. I'm guessing in India, right? At my job, and they were like, "Hey, your Windows is down. I need access to your computer." And I'm like, I know I have my own IT team, and like, I know what he's about, right? So I'm like, "Hey," I'm giving him a hard time because I'm bored. So I'm like, yeah, so what's my name? What's my IP address? Blah, 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 all this shit. And he's like, sir, you have a problem with your Windows. And I'm like, dude, you're clearly not from this, you're clearly out of this country and you're trying to fuck me over. He's like, why would you say that I'm not from this country? I was like, because you're clearly Indian, dude. And he's like, he took so much offense to that. But like,
was he from India?
Of course he was.
Okay, he wasn't like Habib from downstairs, the new guy?
I mean, that might have been the case. But, but like, he clearly was trying to scam me. To get access to my computer to do shit, right?
Of course.
So, like, he got, like, so irate that, like, how could you say that I'm not from this country? It's like, because you have an accent, dick. If you were, like, if you talk, like, from any other accent, if you're, like, I can't do one. P, help me out. Do an accent.
Terribly sorry. You seem to have a problem with your computer.
Like, you're fucking clearly from the Great Britain.
No,
like,
I'm not. I'm from New Jersey, and I'm here to help you with tech support.
I like to do the Jersey Turnpike, like, skeet, 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 skeet.
Garden State, what's up?
All right, so yeah, that's. I just wanted to say, like he got, like, I didn't realize, like, I didn't get why he got so mad when he definitely he had a super accent.
Let's do movies.
All right, let's do the movies. We will do movies in a second.
How you guys doing?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Everyone good?
Yeah, doing good.
Doing great.
I'll do it. Do you hear something?
Yeah.
Oh, there.
Price of admission.
Alright, I decided to do this a little different. Because one of us has seen one of the movies.
The best movie.
We're going to build to it. And we're going to start with really weak looking entry into this week's movies. Into the Storm.
What?
That Mark Wahlberg shit?
No.
The tornado one?
Tornado movie. This movie, an hour and a half, PG-13. Is in the span of a single day, the town of Silverton is ravaged by an unprecedented onslaught of tornadoes. Blah, 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 yakety schmackety. The only person that's in this movie is the chick from Walking Dead. The dead one.
The hot one?
The one who played the mom.
Oh, I hate that
Lori,
bitch.
She was in Prison Break, too.
People were waiting for that bitch to die.
They were clamoring for it, I would say.
Yeah.
So yeah, you have a PG-13 tornado movie. We've seen this before, Twister, back in the day.
I was going to say, like, how much more could they possibly add?
No.
I don't know.
Well, we're going to... Lou, you got that theme queued up? Because we're gonna figure out what this game, sure. What this movie's worth.
Love the disappointment.
Sounds like this movie blows. So,
boo!
I'm gonna give it a big whopping 28.
I just want to remind, closest without going over, Brian goes 28 to the critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. 28 to Brian. Who's next?
That's a good guess, man.
I'll say 20.
20. Lou, all to you.
Well, I obviously want to Brian him, but...
his dick.
I will go... I'll give you a little leeway and go 35.
35.
You're all fools except for Andy because he came the closest, but he unfortunately went over by 1 point.
Wow.
19.
Yeah, this
19%.
This movie looks like it sucks out loud.
Bullshit.
Like,
see Montenegro movie? You've seen them all.
Exactly. I mean, at this point in
time, and they're never good. Unless this superstorm runs over a pot of sharks.
Right.
We got nothing to talk about
here.
Yeah,
man. Unless there's sharks up in this tornado.
Unless this is some sort of, I don't know what you'd call it.
Sharknado?
A sharknado, maybe.
A nato of sharks.
You guys want to do audience scores just to make it more interesting?
Yeah, 18.
18, okay.
Motherfucker.
10.
10.
All right, I will go 20.
All right, Lou, you win. 61 by the audience.
Jesus.
This is really? Fresh. This is fresh.
No. That's audience score. Audience doesn't count because the audience is filled with morons.
No. But
usually it's like 10 points away.
Yeah, but if the masses like something, that it's considered fresh by them.
I don't consider that the masses.
The audience?
61%?
That's not good. That's considered fresh.
All right. We're going to move on to the next movie this week. I didn't know this was coming out. I didn't know this existed. Step Up. All In.
Dude, I'm right now, I'm going to tell you, the audience is going to love
another
this.
One?
This is a hugely popular series.
Is it 3D
this like,
yet?
This has to be like number 9?
It's 5.
This is 5?
Yeah.
All right, so they're catching up with Fast and the Furious?
I haven't watched any of them.
I thought there was only one.
No, there's a lot of Step Up.
Oh, come on. You had to know there was Step Up 3D.
Step Up the Streets? No. These keep coming out.
Step Up Return of the Dragon? You don't remember that shit?
And each one I look at, I don't know a single person in the movie. PG-13.
Wasn't Channing Tatum in that fucking in the beginning?
In like the first one or something. Which Lou
hates. He's like, listen, I think he's like a Marky Mark in where
he's not awesome like that.
He's best suited for comedy, but you put him in a dramatic role and he just killed.
This is clearly not a dramatic role. It's Step Up to the Streets or some shit.
Well, you don't have to look at his
face. Step Up All In.
He's doing like head spins the whole
time. They play poker and dance.
I think they're dancing in Vegas. I think that's why.
Oh, God.
No and hold 'em.
Yep, that
no
looks like the Vegas strip in the picture.
Shit.
There's a lot of half naked people dancing around. You give it a 5.
I give it a 5.
Solid first guess.
That's a good guess.
This is a critic's one?
Critic score.
No, you go, you motherfucker.
These two like to bone each other. 10.
11.
11.
Dick, I gave you some.
Well done, Brian.
12, I gave you some room, motherfucker.
Well, you're all a little off. It's 44.
Motherfucker.
44% of critics enjoyed this movie.
No one enjoyed this movie. I bet you. Actually, my bad. Can we go actual people score?
Audience. Let's do it.
72.
72.
Yes.
Okay.
They love this series. I can't tell you why. They must like the album. Like the music's good to them.
Because they all dance. And they like seeing dancing movies. They dance.
Exactly. What do you people think? What do you guys give
audience.
It?
Audience. You people?
You people.
That's racist, Pete.
Yeah,
what do the fans think?
60.
60.
Lou wants to say like 8.
No, it doesn't. Like, I think like it doesn't matter what franchise it is. When you get this far in, it goes down. I'll give it a 30.
And you got it. 66.
Really?
66.
I know this is popular, dude. Like,
because like now, usually, even like the great movies, once you get to like number 3, you're stretching.
Or you could suffer from Godfather Syndrome and suck at 3.
Right. Like, generally, like, that's as far as you can go, well, and then it's just suck.
This is like Fast and the Furious, but that shit keeps going.
Actually, the Fast and Furious, the later ones, are awesome.
Shut
up. Once The Rock came in, it was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Did you watch it? Right.
I've seen,
now,
I think, number 4.
No, 5, 6.
I'm going to break up this Fast and Furious talk. No, because now it gets exciting.
All right.
We got
talk for another time.
One of you, each of you has a point in this game.
There's 3 points? Did we have?
Yeah.
All
right. Every other one went over, yada, yada, yada. Brian has a clear advantage in this. Because the next movie is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which he saw last night. And clearly enjoyed way more than most people.
I was going to say, yeah, I heard...
although I like this song.
You were cheering like song. A motherfucker.
I love Turtles.
I love it, man.
But this one doesn't feel like Ninja Turtles.
Why not?
I don't know. They're too big and ugly. Well, first
off, I think I saw people using guns.
Yeah. Better than them being like twins.
I don't know.
I'm going to see it. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. No, I'm going to watch it too.
Were they fighting people with guns?
Yeah.
I've just been hearing things I don't like about it. But I'm going to watch it. I'm going to reserve judgment. I'm going to check it out.
I mean, they have like MP5s, but they had guns.
No way.
In the show, they had guns. They had laser guns and shit.
Not the turtles. The foot. Hit anyone.
The foot had laser guns?
The foot had guns. They had all types of shit.
I don't remember that.
No, they had laser guns, but they never hit anyone.
Yeah, they're pew-pew guns. Oh,
well, just like the show, they never hit a turtle. Joe. Yeah.
Just saying, like, even still, I think someone could take a stun from, like, maybe a laser blast, possibly.
Yeah.
But a bullet?
You gotta check your science out. I don't know.
We're talking weird movie science. Right. But like a bullet, there's no way around it. You can't block bullets with your shitty little staff.
You can block them
with their shell.
Okay. Still, like bullets are pretty quick.
Let's figure this out. Well, Brian, give us your thoughts.
Honestly, man, I'm a huge Turtles fanboy, so. I loved it, man. I sat there and it brought me back to being 8 years old and being super psyched over some stupid turtles fighting some stupid ninjas.
Now, let me address this. This is what I was mentioning at the top of the show, though. Like, I've talked to people who are like lifelong turtle fans, and they say, well, I feel betrayed. I feel like this movie spit on everything I love. Where do you stand on that?
Look, okay, they don't look like I was used to them looking, and the story isn't exactly how it was, but that doesn't matter to me. Is at heart, the turtles, the characters themselves, are the turtles from the cartoon series and from the earlier movies.
You're saying they're, turtles are turtles.
Turtles, they're funny, and the action sequences were cool. People complained about that sweet, sweet Megan Fox, which, I mean, April O'Neil, like she, name me, why does she have to be a good actress to play April O'Neil? Name me one thing that you have to emote with April O'Neil.
Because she's apparently the center of the movie?
No. Why does April O'Neil have to emote? What does she ever do in the cartoon or the show?
Because she's a character in a movie and she should probably know how to act.
Oh, yeah. It's a Turtles movie.
It's not a porno, dude.
This isn't a Transformers
flick. They need a human in there.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but like,
was Casey Jones in there?
No, he's gonna be the next one.
Was Baxter Stockman?
No, but
Hamato Yoshi?
Yes.
Yojimbo?
The rabbit?
No, but
Yosaki Yojimbo?
Here's my thing though. Like, I felt
Leatherhead,
the Rat King.
I felt that this particular incarnation, like the Turtles, the first Turtles movies, were never gonna go the route of the.
We can keep going. Screw loose. Wingnut.
Manta Ray. No, General Bananas.
Krang.
Like,
Leatherhead.
Power Ranger.
Krang was way late. I can't believe that. But anyway.
Those beings from Dimension X?
Like, okay, here's the deal.
How about that metal turtle, that robot turtle?
Metalhead.
Yeah.
Here's my thing, like, with those movies that were in the early 90s, right? They just were never
Toka?
And Razor.
Razor!
They were just never going to go Razor. The route.
The guy from TGRI?
Bebop?
Rocksteady?
They were never going to go to the root of the actual, you know,
Splinter?
of the comic or of the cartoon show, you know?
Right.
Like, right off the bat, at the end of the movie, they have the turtle van. Like, there's so many more incorporated things from the cartoon that the first movies never did because maybe they didn't have the time, the budget, or it was hard to do because it was, like literal effects instead of, you know, computer effects that they could just pop in. So, like, as a fanboy, like, there was a couple of things. Like, Donnie had his inventions where in the first turtle movies, Donatello was just Corey Feldman. He was just a regular turtle. He wasn't like a super smart turtle. I felt that the turtles had more personalities as the cartoon turtles, where like Leo was the clear leader, Raphael was Raphael,
the badass.
Yeah, Mikey was Mikey, obviously, goofy. And Donatello was the nerd. Like he wore the glasses the whole movie. I didn't mind the look. It took me like maybe 10 minutes to get over like how they looked because. I felt like the first Turtles were super Disney, where they all looked exactly alike. I did like after a while.
Saying, yeah. Clone Turtles.
I did like after a while how I could just see a turtle and know by the look of it.
Let's make a deal.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see it this weekend? You want to see it again?
100%, yeah, definitely.
Let's see it this weekend, and we'll come back next week, and we'll talk more.
Mm-hmm.
Because after this, I want to talk about Guardians.
All right.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about Guardians last
week. Did we all see Guardians?
No, I didn't see Guardians.
Not yet.
All right, but me and Brian saw it, so we're going to give a quick... impressions.
I also like in the movie they yoded up Splinter where he's not just a cripple. Where like Splinter was a bad motherfucker. Where like he was teaching the turtles lessons, but he was beating their ass and he was fighting the Shredder. Like,
Did he look better? Did he look more like Splinter?
Did he look more like a Splinter puppet? No, he wasn't a puppet at all. He didn't look like bogus. And when he fought, like he was using his tail, like he looked like a bad ass. Like, you know, like it was legit that he would be the master of these turtles.
All right, so let's figure out who gets the win here. Critics score. We're gonna start with Brian,
yeah,
because he saw the movie.
They everyone hates it. There's so much hate. I'm gonna say 12.
You're gonna go 12.
They hate it.
Because
all my friends, I texted everyone last night. I said, "Cowabunga, dude, it was great." Blah blah blah, and everyone sent me a link to a shitty review. So I'm gonna say everyone hated it.
I said I was gonna see it.
You said, "Well, let me hear the review. I can't wait to hear the review." You weren't being sarcastic. You're like, "I can't wait to hear the review."
Yeah,
well,
here we have to say.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say at 12.
You're gonna say 12.
I'm gonna say 60.
60. You're going highballing.
I'm hoping.
I was thinking of something around there. I will put a 30 in there.
That's a good range. We got 12 lowball on it. Then you jump. That's a big leap to 60, and then right in the middle with Lou. Brian's got it, though. It's a 20.
Oh, man. Cut the music, Brian. Cut the music.
But.
Turtles never die.
Do you want to play audience score on this one?
I would like to play some audience score.
You feel it might be a little more fair?
I feel that our generation... Here's my whole reasoning behind it. Our generation is going to hate it because it's not the exact like carbon copy of what it was.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
And there's a whole cartoon that we never watched that it's really basing it off of.
Now, see, my big problems with it came with the looks. I don't like Transformer-looking Shredder. And I don't like, from what you told me, that they don't link Shredder to Splinter at all. That's my thing. But I'm going to give it a shot. So give me your audience score, guys.
40.
I'm going to say it's 60.
You going to stick with the 60?
Yeah.
I think he's right on point.
So, Lou, what are you going to do?
I think the only thing I can do is... I'll give him a little more benefit of the doubt. I think that there are too many people who just love anything that's out there 70.
64.
Wow.
We got another tie.
That really like made me smile. At least the fans are still there liking this shit. Like, it literally made me feel like 8 years old again. When, because, you know, like in the first movie, like the first 15 minutes, the turtles aren't
in it. I remember seeing that first one in theaters.
Dude, when they eventually showed, because you wait about 15, 20 minutes for the turtles to pop on screen. And when they finally did, you were like, yes!
Do you remember being that little kid, though, at the 91?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We were 8 years old at the time.
Younger than that, we were 7. Because we were born late in the year.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. That was a summer.
All right, here you go. For the win.
Wait. I brought a tiebreaker.
Oh.
If this is needed.
I brought this because it was fun and we skipped over it last week. There's a movie out, and you're going to get why I picked this one that came out last week that we didn't talk about. It's a Selena Gomez picture.
Oh.
Wait, did
that movie that we talked about last week?
Did that get a zero?
Did we talk about it?
Yeah.
So you already killed it. I brought it up because it got a zero.
Got a fucking zero?
Still?
A week into it, still at a zero.
What the hell is it?
Wow.
It's called Behaving Badly.
Oh, well.
And it is a turd.
I will say that Courtney, I half watched the movie with her in it because Courtney put it on.
She's the worst.
It was her and Ethan Hawke.
Oh, that shit? It's on HBO Go. And I'm like, meh. I usually always watch the new movie of the week on HBO. But it's like, you know what? I'd rather watch Kick-Ass 2 twice than that movie once.
And I was half watching it, and I was like, first of all, you're absolutely right. She looks like she's 11 years old.
She, like, people, like, think she's sexy.
It's disgusting.
Nine.
I mean, like, cops...
Nah.
Cops really need to go, and, like, whenever they see someone online, be like, oh, Selena Gomez is hot, flag that guy.
Super flag him.
Flag him for some child porn.
Just give him the finger.
But, all right. Yeah.
All right, so,
well, anyway. Let's wrap this up.
Here's your victory song, Brian and it. Andy.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
By the way, Lou.
I'd fuck me hard.
Because I just watched old Hannibal.
Yeah.
My plan tomorrow is like to finish another comic page.
To tuck his dick
while watching Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal, and Red Dragon.
Nice.
Like I'm in that mode, so I'm looking forward to hearing it.
And let me tell you something.
Thanks, guys. I guessed it right.
Whatever you do.
Would you pick it? I'd pick it. I'd pick it right.
You like turtles? I like turtles.
I love turtles.
Put the pizza in the fucking basket!
Put the pizza in the basket!
Would you put the pizza in the basket?
Would you be a big hose again?
Would you be a big, great big fat turtle?
It's so funny to me. I don't know why. It's so crazy.
All right. Let's wrap this up. I just thought, since me and Brian saw Guardians, and it's like a huge hit.
He's
right?
Probably got a 90 or something like that.
What's that?
Guardians probably got a 90.
Guardians is doing gangbusters because it's awesome. I just thought we would quickly give our thoughts on how...
The day after I saw it, I bought the entire soundtrack. Well, actually, I bought the songs I didn't have on the soundtrack. Well, there's a couple songs I had.
For the record, the soundtrack is amazing. 92%, by the way. Yeah, that's pretty much all it is.
I loved it, man. Realistically, I hope that's the bar that's set by Marvel with their movies at this point. It was funny. It was good action.
I would say one of the funniest movies I've seen this summer.
You know what it is?
By far.
Because I think it's so good because no one had any expectation about it. Because it wasn't like X-Men or Spider-Man where the story's been told 1,000 times.
Like, I'm a comic book guy. I've maybe read 3 Guardians comics in my day.
You could take liberty and make it happen.
Recently, after I found out the movie was coming out,
I feel that there's no like serious fanboys to that particular comic.
Yeah.
So you could take liberty and just make it good.
And I thought all the performances were fantastic. Even like
Bradley, I love Chris Pratt.
Like, he's a movie star. Bradley Cooper even doing the voice of the raccoon. Fucking incredible. He did a voice.
I am Groot. Vin Diesel was awesome in that.
Just for the 3 words. No, seriously, you laugh, but he's good. He's the best character in the movie to me. And I thought Drax is underratedly funny. The only person I didn't really care for, but she was there because she was pretty.
Saldana?
Was Zoe Saldana.
I thought the most underrated character in the movie was Batista. It was Drax.
Drax, right? By far.
You couldn't throw it over my head. I'd catch it. I'm too quick.
My reflexes are too quick. This dumb tree is my friend. This green whore is my friend.
Zoe Saldana?
Yeah.
She's like the sci-fi chick.
Yeah, she's painted all sorts of colors all the time. Yeah.
Star Trek? I almost flipped it there.
Yeah.
Nerds are about to get mad at me.
No, she's in Star Trek. She's blue in Avatar. She's green in Guardians. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And she's sexy all over. All right, so let's throw our shout-outs and just get out of here because Andy's
about to
Andy's doing a pee-pee dance.
All right, so follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Brian, give us the Comic-Con info.
583, booth 583.
That's New York Comic-Con. New books coming out. Wrapping them up hard. Like The Seventh Fear on Facebook. That's getting some traction. That's a new book I'm working on. Like Painted Black Comics on Facebook. And that's about it. So let's just stay close to the door behind you and call it a night. Where's that thing?